welcome to the third episode of the Teen Debaters podcast. And as you probably already know, in our podcast, we always try to increase the knowledge of the students. And we always try to bring up some interesting topics aligned with your interest as a student, and that could also boost your general knowledge and help you become better debaters after all. And sometimes we also try to bring some topics that could probably increase your confidence, you know, which is also affected, which is also can affect your debating skills and whatnot. And we also told you before that in some episodes, we're going to have some guests, while in other episodes, it's going to be just a regular discussion between us, the members or the hosts of the Teen Debaters podcast, Beyond the Gavel. And I mean, after all, we also have our own lives, right? We also have our own experiences. And that's why we have these sort of episodes that could probably give us the host as in some sort of opportunity to share our knowledge and experience. And today we have Jaisna. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? Jaisna is one of the management committee members of the Teen Debaters, and she's also going to be one of the hosts of the Teen Debaters podcast, Beyond the Gavel. Hello there.
Hello. So, hello and welcome to Beyond the Gavel, the space where we explore ideas, share stories, and spark growth. I'm Jaisna, one of the members of the management committee, and today we're diving into a conversation that's close to the heart, how debates and public speaking can be more than just a skill set. They're tools for overcoming fear, building resilience, and navigating life's toughest moments. We'll also tackle something many students face but often struggle to talk about, mental health challenges. Together, we'll share practical strategies and personal insights to help you foster confidence, manage stress, and thrive not just on stage but in life. Whether you're a student, whether you're a speaker, or someone looking for ways to grow stronger through life's challenges, this episode is for you. So grab a cup of coffee, take a deep breath, and let's get started.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the first word that actually hit me here in my brain was mental health. Now, I'm not the type of person that actually cares too much about mental health. So would you actually mind reminding me why is it important again? Why is it important?
So mental health, it's like a topic that's like always ignored. Like not many people, talk about mental health. It's like talking about mental health makes you look like a weaker person. That is actually a very big and a very common misconception that should be avoided. The students who face unnecessary, tension and nervousness before going on stage, it affects their whole performance on the whole. So addressing these challenges is important because if mental health is ignored, the overall performance of whatever they're going to do, that will also get ignored.
I mean, yeah, I do actually feel that too. And I personally relate to that. I mean, it's very common when I'm just not feeling like doing something, I'm simply not going to do it. I think that's considered mental health or mental health, right? That's some sort of it. So managing your feelings, you're managing your stress, managing your health, mental health can affect what you're doing. Just like Jaisna over here said, it's many times where I'm just trying to study for an exam or something, right? And I'm simply not feeling like doing it because I'm overwhelmed about some other work or maybe because I have something else to do. Right now, tomorrow I have an exam, but I had this episode to record. So I'm kind of overwhelmed and I'm just not feeling like doing nothing, you know? This definitely has impacted my process or my achieving things and stuff. So it is really important. So would you like to try to tell me how a few things that could help me as a person?
Yes.
Overcoming this issue?
When it comes to addressing these challenges, the first thing that anybody has to do is first talk about it. If in case a person is feeling overwhelmed with any of the challenges that are there, opening up to somebody and talking about it like a trusted individual would really help because, you said you have an exam tomorrow and you're recording this episode today. That shows your dedication to this teen debater and also to your exam tomorrow. But still, you're managing it somehow. So that shows that you know how to manage your stress, that you know how to manage your extracurriculars and everything.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I'm talking about me in this case, but we're trying to deliver the message to our students over here. I mean, put yourself in my place. I have an exam. I have a report paper. I mean, I'm talking to you, the listener, right now. Try to put yourself in my place. I have an exam. I mean, a whole lot of exams for the coming weeks and the coming months. I'm a part of this teen debaters thing. I have a report paper that I need to write, finish before January, and then a presentation in February. And it's just so many things. And sometimes I've been questioning myself, why am I involving myself in all of this? But I think I'm chasing after something, right? We all have our own goals after all in life, and we try to achieve something, especially in this age span, being around the age of 17, 19, 20 even. This age is really important. So I think we really need to put in the effort and need to learn a few strategies or techniques to help us manage our stress, manage our mental health.
So, would you like to elaborate on that?
I really find it necessary. I personally have my own experience. How did I overcome this? If you ask me the question, by experience. Over time, I was always overwhelmed, but I also had some motivation. My parents always motivate me, but some parents, I think parents really play a very great role in, I would say, dedicating their children's future. Now, how are you gonna now say, how are you gonna do that? They do that by showing the impact on them or influencing them in a way that they take things seriously, way too seriously, more than they should be taken. Yes, I have a chemistry exam tomorrow, but why am I taking this so seriously to the point where I'm studying 4 days prior to the exam? Why am I doing this? I'm talking to some of y'all, and I'm sure some of y'all been doing this, but is it really that necessary? Sometimes it's important to have some sort of confidence, some sort of self-esteem to the point where you just rely on your intelligence, maybe. Or I mean, we all can agree that people vary in their no in their intelligence. That's something we cannot deny. But after all, at this age, 17 years old, or I'm 17, but in the, around this age, you should be fully aware of your capabilities. I mean, at least you should be, because
Yeah.
if not, they've been doing right. So I'm pretty sure all of y'all are aware or aware of your capabilities. Now, if you know how many days you need to study for the chemistry exam, you should exactly set that amount of time to study for the exam. And before that, you need to learn to manage your time. So don't put in more effort than you should. That's all I'm trying to say over here.
Yes. That actually makes sense. You know, many people struggle with those things exactly. So, they have to develop coping mechanisms, like healthy habits like journaling, exercise, or simply taking some time or a day off to just recharge. Because when there is too many things on your to-do list, you cannot function. You have to take one step at a time. Going above your capabilities without addressing what your capabilities are will 100% pull you down. So make sure you know what you know. Make sure you know what your capabilities are. Make sure you work to your fullest with it. And mental health plays a huge, huge role in this.
No, knowing your capabilities doesn't just come like that. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. Just growing up, I started to understand my capabilities maybe 4 years ago. Because before that, things were just random. We were just children studying for an exam. Sometimes we didn't care as much, but maybe the more effort you put into it, the more you start to understand. Maybe if you study for 4 days and then you get the full mark, try to reduce it to 3 days because now you have enough confidence, right? That really doesn't make sense, but try to do it. Maybe that's one way of putting it my way. Maybe reduce it to 2 days. Maybe you're gonna finally understand that you can study, I would say, 50 pages in 2 days, right?
Yes.
Considering, and different subjects really vary, but I'm talking about chemistry in this example. I don't know. See, chemistry is really like worrying me right now. I'm recording this episode and I have an exam tomorrow. I'm not stressing after all, because if I was stressing, I would have simply called out. I would have let somebody else record this episode or something. But you see, I have enough confidence because when I'm gonna done by this, it's gonna be 7 in the time of India. I still have 8, 9, 10, 11. I go to sleep at 11. So 4 hours for me is just enough to finish what's left for me. That's how you should start thinking. That's how you should think. That's how you should put ways. Don't just work randomly. You should have some sort of schedule. You should have some sort of plan for what you're gonna do in the coming week, at least. A sort of plan. And that's something I really didn't under that's something I didn't do maybe a year ago. A year ago, I was always just laughing at these people who have plans for the day. They say, I have a plan for the day. But the older I got, the more work I had to do, the more necessary it has become. Seriously.
Yes. So, one more thing is you have to practice self-compassion. So it's like you speak to yourself like you'd encourage your best friend. You have to be kind, you have to be patient, and you have to forgive yourself because all the time stuff doesn't go according to plan. Now, let's say something happens and you fail to achieve everything that's on your list. You have to forgive yourself because there's nothing you can do about it. Allowing external factors to affect what you're going through, your emotions, letting external factors affect your emotions, it's not at all worth it. Like something that's not in your control, there's nothing much that you can do about it, right? But you should make sure that, you should like mindfulness, journaling, like proper sleep schedules. These are stuff that teenagers ignore, like to a crazy amount.
Yeah, and
So,
something else is regret. A lot of people regret the best. I don't see the point of doing that. Why would
yes.
you cry about something that been the best? The only thing I would cry about is maybe, I don't know. I just can't think of something that's so important for me to start crying about because there's always a second chance. There's always a second opportunity for me and for you. After all, how old are you? You're just below the age of 20, I guess. You still have a lot of time. You still have a lot of chances. So there's no need to regret nothing. And what you should do in this case is learn the lesson. Always learn the lesson. And that's something we, as debaters, as MUNers, always learn. I lost on this debate. The next debate, I'm not going to make the same mistake, right?
Yes.
And another important point you've mentioned was talking to yourself. So I don't know how to bring this to the conversation, but do you have some sort of imaginary friend or something?
No. Like, just go in front of a mirror, stand and just talk to yourself, encourage yourself because sometimes, when you fail to accomplish something, like let's say it's a long-term goal and that you fail to accomplish it really gets to you, So to like avoid that.
Seriously, and sometimes it's just you never start working seriously until the deadline is near. Do you know that? Like, you know
Yeah.
that. You probably do that too. Would you talk about it a little?
So before I talk about that, I'll talk about one of my personal experiences in this topic. So last year, when I was in ninth grade last year, they selected senior prefects in my school, and after doing everything, I still wasn't selected. That really affected me because I really wanted to be a senior prefect, and that's one of my failures that happened in school. And handling those failures was very difficult for me because I just couldn't accept that I didn't become a senior prefect. I just had those thoughts, that I didn't deserve it, or what did I do wrong that they didn't select me. But ultimately, what happened is I learned from whatever mistakes I made the previous year. And I'm running for president next year. So that's a growth journey, right? So I'm
Wow.
learning from my previous mistakes and I'm trying for something better. More than a senior prefect, I'm going for president. That is very important, understanding where you went wrong. Because when you know what exactly you went wrong and when you take the right steps to implement and follow the next goal, like regretting over the past doesn't make sense. You should just set a bigger goal and work towards it, and you might as well achieve it.
Wow, that really shows how this story is true. And we've heard a lot of stories similar to this. And I actually have a very similar story to that one. Last year, many of my friends have already heard the story like a million times. But you see, I'm here to show them the final results of my revenge, I say. So you've had some sort of revenge arc when you finally became you are about to become the president, right?
Yes.
Well, that last year I joined a debate competition. It was like a national level. And I was the team that represented my state. First of all, I had to represent my school. Me and two of my friends, we were in like team debates, teams, and
Okay.
team. And it was three of us. We won. We got the first place in the state level. Our school got the first place. And then I was chosen out of the three of my friends
Wow.
and the state with two other people. from different schools. So they had to pick the three best students to represent the state. Now we went to represent the state, not on a country level, but on a governmental level. So in my country, in a whole government, there are like nine states.
Okay.
Talking about 9x3, that's about 27 students,
Okay.
nine different teams. Long story short, we got the first place.
Wow. See.
Look at,
Yes.
see, we got the first place, but you still don't see. I mean, I still haven't mentioned the part where I learned from the mistake. We got the first place. I thought I was doing good. I thought I was doing the best, but they still had to choose three other students to represent the governorate, go on a national level.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna be one of them because I got the first place, right? I wasn't.
See,
God, I was so mad. Like I still remember. I even sent a message to one of the supervisors of that competition. I was like, "What is you talking about? I got the first place, and I still." It just doesn't make a lot of sense, right? No, I was pissed off, and obviously I had to learn from the mistake. I had to make up for the mistake. It wasn't a mistake. I mean, I was doing my best, but there's always someone who's better than you. That's another lesson I'm going to talk about later. There's always somebody who's better than you. What I did was that I continued learning. I never give up. I never give up debating, and that's actually the competition that made me kind of fall in love with the debating stuff. I did a lot of things. I joined you guys when the first community was. When did you join,
I
Jasmine?
joined November.
This year, right?
Yes.
I joined last year, so I was in the beginning, and I started joining daily debates with the members and stuff like that. And yeah, that's one of the things that actually comes. And then I started joining other competitions in real life in my school. I started doing shows in my school other than debating. I started doing public speaking, a lot of different stuff, a lot of stuff that I just can't name. My phone gallery is full of pictures of me presenting and stuff. That's something I was really doing. Why just having this hard feeling that these people gave me up for some other student who was supposedly better than me? I was doing this because I wanted to show up, and I didn't really, I wasn't sure if I'm gonna have the opportunity to do it this year again, but I got it. Now I got the opportunity to do it this year. I didn't get the first place because the team in my school was different, but I got the first best speaker in the whole
That's a
competition.
good journey. That's really nice.
So you can see I mean, and those other students that were supposedly better than me last year, he wasn't even in the list, and I was the first. See, that's just makes me feel so good, because I mean, compared to last year, around this time it was like in November last year when this thing happened. So comparing this year to the last year is a complete difference. Last year, this around this time, I was pissed off, I was mad. Now look at me, completely different person. I am becoming better. I am better. And this just tells you how next year I'm gonna be even better. See, that's just shows you the progress. And that's a lesson all our friends here should learn about. So never give up. If you lose in something, don't give up. That's all I'm about to say.
Another thing that I would like to say is this is one of my other stories. So my school organizes these big musicals, and I wasn't a part of it, even though I was a dancer for like, I don't know, ever since I was 3. And I auditioned, I tried hard, but they selected who they had to select. And I was a little bit sad because, I tried really hard to like make sure I'm on the team. But and they went to all these big shows, they performed. And I went there because my school took me there, and I just sat there, and I was also pissed off. I was like, why couldn't I be a part of that team?
That's the bad thing about it. Sometimes when you win, you win at everything. When you
Yes.
lose, you win everything. That just makes me mad sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. And this year I went for a dance competition. I went solo because if the team's not working, you gotta go solo. I went solo, and I got first place there, and I gave a small news interview also. So that's a growth, right?
That's something.
Yeah, and nobody came from my school. It was only me who went. And there was nobody to cheer. There was no coach or anything. I did the choreography on my own, and I went and I did it. So, that's how growth is.
Yeah, sometimes selecting people can really be a bad thing. I don't know about it, but being this person I am today, I sometimes have to select people. I even sometimes manage competitions myself, and I always just get to the point where I have to select people. It's a hard decision sometimes, but you know, it has to be done after all, because now I understand how it is done. Now I'm in this place, I sometimes have to pick people, choose the best. You know, it's a hard, I know, but sometimes I just have to tell them right away, the students, I have to tell them right away, no hard feelings. But you need to always get develop, never stop. And I didn't pick you not because you're bad, but because I'm trying to represent something. Maybe I'm trying to represent my school, my state, so I have to pick some specific people. But after all, that doesn't mean you're bad. And I actually give them extra attention sometimes, just to, you know, because sometimes this can really affect your mental health. Like last year, I really pissed off, and you probably felt the same way. It
Yes.
really affect your other stuff, your other work, school work, and whatnot. But we need to learn. We as the people, when we have the idea that when we are not chosen, that doesn't mean that we aren't bad, then that's fine. You need to or just overcome, learn from the mistake, and go on. And always keep in mind that there's always someone who's better than you. Don't you agree?
Yeah,
There's
I agree.
always better than you. Sometimes I for like a long time of my life thought I was the best at something specific, and then when I went to participate in a competition on a national level, I was like amazed. Where did these people come from? Maybe this is like a result of just being locked away in a way, being locked away from the others sometimes can really make you think that you're just the best. That's why it's very important to also what? Consider going outside for once. Not literally, but I mean like participating in different competitions, different stuff. I always like give different speeches in my school about this topic, and it's something that I learned so much from. Participating, no matter what you're given. If somebody come knocks your door and tells you that I wanted to participate in this competition, say yes, no matter what.
Yes.
Please, for God's sake, say yes. Don't say no. I don't care what, how many exams you got. Just go, because you can meet somebody. You can learn something. You can be obsessed with something. And that's exactly how I got into debates. I don't know about you, but that's how I got into debates. Someone came up to me and was like, you want to join a debate? I didn't know what was that, because in my school, we don't really have these kind of systems like debating. So maybe in India it's different, but in my school, we don't do that. So debates was like an unknown word to me. I don't know what that meant. And now, maybe a few years later, look at me, completely different person. I guess that's something.
That's really nice. And on that note, so see, everything that it basically like everything aligns to its journey, right? So everything happens for a reason. You like let's say like I didn't become a senior prefect last year. That happened for a reason. That pushed me to go for something
That
bigger.
life is a journey, and maybe we could say God has a plan for you or something.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. That's what they call God's plan. So you start reflecting on the best. This happened because this has to happen. So that happened, and that made today happen or something. I don't know. See?
Yes, that makes sense because when actually everything goes according to God's plan, even if it's not our plan, God's plan works.
And sometimes it could be a bad thing. I mean,
Yes.
bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing that could result in a bad thing or something. But you should always just be thankful and never regret the best. And this makes me think about students who just give up sometimes, give up on life, give up on studies, give up on stuff. There's no reason for you to do that. You always need to also keep in mind the other people who never had the opportunity. Now you're going to be mad because you didn't get this and that. What about those who never had the opportunity to even have it? What about those who,
Exactly.
in mind, there's like how many people live in the world right now? 8 billion. Come on, like it's not that serious. That's it.
See, giving up is where people usually lose. Like you're not supposed to give up. Even if like you lose like completely like 6 times in a row, probably the 7th time you will win. So that's something. And one more thing is that every storm passes. You know, it's all not always going to be difficult. And you know, facing these mental health challenges is tough. But you know, each step that we take, it's like an act of bravery. So you know, so we are stronger than what we think. And if we take the right steps, we can surely accomplish more.
Yeah. This actually reminds me of the best when I was like a kid playing video games on my mama phone. I would always get mad when I'm playing like ranked. The boys know what I'm talking about. When I used to play ranked games, when I would just break the phone or something. Maybe I was gambling in the wrong thing or trying to push it into the wrong thing. Sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes just some things are just wrong. I'm trying and put an effort into the wrong thing. You need to make sure that you're putting effort into the right thing, not the wrong thing that just wastes your time. Like these video games are cool and all to waste time maybe, but it's not something that you should just, like you say, try 7 times and you're gonna win in the 8th time or something. See, like that's it. Maybe you should always consider where you are heading. That's why you need to have some sort of plan for life as a student. And yeah.
And one more thing that I remember is when you plan out something and you work towards it and you give in your full whatever you have, and it builds confidence wherever you're going, whatever competition, you get some sort of confidence. And that the way of building confidence, it first of all, when you're nobody's going to be nervous when they're prepared, when you know you're going to ace it, when you know you're going to like slay the whole thing. There's no reason to be nervous. I mean, if it's your first debate, if it's your first competition, like I get it. But making sure you do what you have to do before going to the debate is very important. So something that I learned from my debate was this one person that I was next to, this delegate, when this was a month that happened in my school, they didn't have any research and they were using ChatGPT right sitting right next to me
A
to
lot of them do it, and they never. I just get mad when I see them winning against another team who's also using ChatGPT, and then they start thinking that, wow, we've won. Well, also the other team is using ChatGPT, so don't think so highly of yourself, bro.
Exactly. So they're using ChatGPT, and luckily the logistics members, they came and they like put them on timeout or something. And but see, the thing is, using the wrong way, ChatGPT is not the way. You should be prepared for a debate. You should do your research, especially when you're coming for something like Model UN. You have to do your research. These people, they just didn't do it. They're using ChatGPT right there. So that shows that they're not taking the right steps in order to win. Like, let's say they had won, they didn't win it the right way, right?
Well, maybe these people are just worried about well, sometimes competitions don't really matter to some people, but some people do others or activities that they are expected from, or are that are expected from them. Can we talk about that a little? What do parents expect from us exactly around people our age? What do our parents expect from us, and how does
So,
that affect us as students, affect our mental health?
yes. So one thing that society or parents, they just expect from us is that we should be perfect in whatever we do. There is nothing less than perfect. And this really puts a lot of stress on the kid because like, what are we supposed to do? Stuff goes wrong. We can't do anything about it. But one way to address it would be like going and having an open conversation with your parents. Like before I joined Teen Debater, when I sent in my application, I went and spoke to my mom. I told her I'm applying for Teen Debater, and she gave me this small little pep talk because I was very scared I wouldn't get in. But I got in. I got into the management committee. So that really shows like what proper conversation with parents can do, and this society's expectations that you should be doing this and your career path is wrong, the way you're thinking is wrong, you're not studying enough and stuff like this. That's none of their business and we can handle it. So you shouldn't like bother too much, just do what you're doing. And
Maybe sometimes your expectations should match your parents' expectations, because my parents are expecting this, I'm expecting something even more than that.
yes.
I think that's a very good thing working for me right now. Maybe you. I am always expecting something. Why are you, as a student, not expecting the most from yourself? These people who just push themselves down, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. There's no reason for you. After all, life is a chance and you should take it, no matter what. Like I said, whoever comes knocking on your door, open up for the opportunity and take it. Don't expect less of yourself. If you are expecting less of yourself, that that is a result of lack of experience and preparation, as you say. Of course, you're gonna lose the debate because you didn't prepare. You're gonna have to prepare, then expect something good like that. But if you put in the effort, you stay up all night studying for something, then you should expect the most. Don't ever let yourself down. And like I said, if something doesn't work, like you said, if something doesn't work, you need to find out where what went wrong exactly, and then we try to fix it. Then try again, fix it, try again. Something went wrong. Have a little conversation with your parents, friends, whoever you trust, and then hopefully you're gonna achieve your goals successfully. Yes. Anything you want to add, Jasmine?
One last thing that I would like to talk about is see, everybody has different experiences, right? Not everybody's journey is going to be the same. One thing society also does is comparing kids, comparing one individual with another individual. That really brings down self-esteem. It hurts the kids' confidence. It has a huge impact on mental health. And honestly speaking, I've not exactly gotten compared, but the other kids' parents, they compare their kids with me. And these kids, they're like, I can't be the way you are. And that's completely fine. Everybody has their own timeline. If, let's say, somebody you're looking up to as a role model, they're doing something great and you want to do something like them, your time is going to come. Obviously, a person, whatever you're doing, you're gonna shine. So, like this whole comparison thing, there needs to be a stop for that because a lot of kids, they go through this comparison. It brings down their self-esteem. They don't perform well overall. So, yes.
Exactly. And comparisons are just wrong sometimes. Maybe they are right when you are comparing yourself after discovering your capabilities. But if you don't know what you are good at and you say you want to become like this person, and it does it make sense? When I was a little bit younger, I was comparing myself to people who were good at, I would say, sketching and art and stuff like that. That's something I like to do and I still do. But growing up, I finally understand that I'm never going to be an architect or something because it's just not me. It's not me, so I need to stop that. I need to stop having some unserious goals or some sort of maybe I should call it unrealistic goals. You need to understand your capabilities, like I said, and then set the goal, and then start comparing yourself to the right or the correct role models, not somebody who's in a different field than you.
Yes.
And that's something also the parents should understand. Don't compare. Find out what your son has going on, and then start comparing him, maybe if. Which is not, I mean, that's not the best thing to do, but maybe like try to promise them something. If you work, you're gonna become like this person, something like that. And maybe we can talk about this more in another episode
Yes.
specifically. Comparison is a very good topic, actually. And by that, we can say that we can undeniably, we cannot deny the fact that mental health is very important, as we say it. And we try to discuss as much points as we could in today's episode, and we hope you really benefit from this. Thanks to you, thanks to each one of y'all for listening, and we hope to see you in a different episode. Thank you, all the best.